Anthropic has secured a staggering $65 billion funding round, valuing the company at $965 billion, making it one of the most valuable private companies in history. But this massive injection of capital comes with equally massive infrastructure requirements. Apollo and Blackstone are shopping a $36 billion debt deal specifically to fund purchases of Google's custom TPUs for Anthropic's training operations.
These numbers represent a fundamental shift in how AI development is being financed, Marcus. We're moving from venture capital funding models to infrastructure debt financing that resembles major utilities or telecommunications buildouts. When you need $36 billion just to buy the computing hardware, you're essentially building the digital equivalent of power plants or highway systems.
The debt financing structure is particularly interesting because it suggests investors view AI compute infrastructure as having utility-like characteristics, predictable cash flows, essential service provision, and long-term asset value. This is a marked departure from traditional tech startup financing, where equity investment assumes high risk and potentially unlimited upside.
EU officials traveling to San Francisco for Anthropic Mythos talks indicates that European regulators are taking a much more proactive approach to AI governance than we've seen with previous technology platforms. Rather than waiting for technologies to mature and then attempting to regulate them post hoc, European officials are engaging directly with AI companies during development phases.
The European engagement strategy represents a significant shift from how tech regulation has traditionally worked. Instead of the usual pattern where American companies develop technologies, achieve global scale, and then face regulatory backlash, EU officials are attempting to shape AI development trajectories before market dominance is established.
IBM's $10 billion quantum computing investment, alongside a $5 billion open source security initiative, announced on the same day, signals that traditional tech companies are making massive bets to remain relevant in the AI era. IBM essentially doubled down on two complementary technologies, quantum computing for future AI acceleration and security tools for current AI deployment.
The IBM strategy is particularly shrewd because it addresses both immediate market needs and future technological shifts. Open source security tools create immediate revenue opportunities and market share in AI security, while quantum computing positions them for potential breakthroughs that could revolutionize AI training efficiency.
Microsoft's upcoming announcement of new in-house AI models at Build represents another major shift. For Microsoft to develop proprietary AI models, rather than relying exclusively on OpenAI partnership, suggests they're hedging against potential conflicts or competitive pressures. It also indicates they believe they can develop models competitive with OpenAI's offerings.
The Microsoft move could fundamentally alter the AI competitive landscape. If Microsoft successfully develops models that compete with GPT-4 and future OpenAI releases, it reduces OpenAI's leverage in their partnership while giving Microsoft more control over their AI integration across Office, Azure, and Windows platforms.
Cisco's research finding that no frontier AI model is safe from multi-turn attacks presents a significant security challenge for enterprise AI adoption. Multi-turn attacks involve seemingly innocent initial queries followed by increasingly sophisticated prompts that eventually trick AI models into producing harmful or unauthorized outputs.
The Cisco findings are particularly concerning because multi-turn attacks are extremely difficult to defend against using traditional cybersecurity approaches. Unlike malware or network intrusions that have clear attack signatures, multi-turn attacks use normal conversational patterns to gradually manipulate AI systems into inappropriate behaviors.
J.D. Vance's warning to Air Force graduates against ceding military decisions to AI reflects growing concerns about autonomous weapon systems and AI decision-making in military contexts. This represents a significant shift from earlier political rhetoric that primarily focused on economic implications of AI development.
Vance's military AI concerns are well-founded, given the high stakes of military decision-making. Unlike commercial AI applications, where errors might result in financial losses or user inconvenience, military AI errors could result in loss of life or international incidents. the threshold for acceptable AI reliability in military contexts is necessarily much higher than in civilian applications.